Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome, adventurers, to Dungeons and Doritos.
Doritos.
I'm Cap.
I'm Hex.
Roll.
Colin.
Now, guys, I'm going to cut to this chase. As you may know, in between recording episode 18 and this episode, Triforce Mike passed away. We've spent a lot of time talking about it online, and it's been very hard. And a lot of people were wondering what we were going to do with Dungeons and Doritos and how we were going to keep going. Well, if you want any more information on Mike's death, our reactions to it, and we made a tribute episode. It'll be linked on this page. So you can get all the information there. If you're hearing this for the first time, that may be a really shocking thing. So in the interim, though, the D&D comic that we were working on that Mike wrote the script for, it's out. D&D issue 1 is out, and you can get it in regular cover, digital, at only 99 cents, or a special sketch cover, which will have an exclusive sketch on it by either, like, Tony, myself, maybe Local Shop, maybe even Hex. Maybe if Hex wants to do some.
If you really like, if you don't like good art, Hex is available.
Shush. We are going to embark once again on the adventures of Dungeons and Doritos, and we are picking up exactly where we left off. We're not jumping ahead into the future, though we considered it. It was a pretty cool idea.
60 years in the future. All the characters are dead. New characters. Reroll. Oh,
no.
No.
That was never on the table.
Oh, yeah.
We'd already begun talking about what we were going to do with book 3 of Dungeons and Doritos and something we could do to make it different. This episode is actually, we pushed all our plans forward, and this episode is the first episode that is going to have a complete original score for Dungeons and Doritos. And that's what it is from here on out. We've got all our Foley work, and now we have an original score. We'll include music when it's something that's, say, community related, something that feels right, no outside copyrighted music. And we wanted to create themes for the characters. As you know, our opening theme, which you've already heard, the quest for Dip, was done by Level 99, aka Steve-O, from Overclocked Remix and Overclocked After Dark, and he has joined with us again to be the series composer for all the themes and so on for Dungeons and Doritos from here on out. Joining him is Ryan McQuinn, who's composing the score with him. Basically, this is it. This is an all-new Dungeons & Doritos. We'll start book 3 when it's time, but with Mike's passing, this seemed like the best place to start this new chapter of Dungeons & Doritos insofar as the sound design and everything. So, we would be remiss if we didn't talk about Doritos news real quick. Don't want to take too much time, but...
Doritos!
I wanted you guys to know what we're snacking with tonight.
We gotta tempt that company with free advertising, so they want to give us money.
Which they will never do, because
nope.
We keep giving it to them for free.
Well, Colin, you went out to Arizona, and you brought back some flavors that are from the Southwest.
I did. It was actually, it turns out that the Southwest is a Doritos mecca. There are all sorts of delicious flavors. I brought back Tapatio, which is a hot sauce flavored Dorito. I brought back salsa verde.
Yeah, salsa verde and toasted corn.
Yeah, and toasted corn.
The original Doritos flavor.
Whoa.
We have, that's a lot of flavors, and we also have a lot of other flavors to try out, because in January, two new throwback flavors, limited time throwback flavors, just like Taco, came out of the woodwork, including the 1970s flavor, sour cream and onion, and the late 80s flavor, Salsa Rio.
Yep.
Now,
I've got them both. I've got them all.
Is that any good? Or?
Well, we'll find out, won't we?
Oh, will we?
Now, the sour cream and onion packaging is actually designed to look like the original sour cream and onion packaging. But a funny thing about the Salsa Rio packaging is in order for it to match the packaging of taco and sour cream and onion, they made new packaging because packaging didn't look like that in 1988. They had to come up with a new design that looked like the older design, which is weird.
That's
so
crazy.
We got to try some of these flavors right now. So we got this. We're opening sour cream and onion at the moment.
See, this is something I looked at the store for a long time and thought, I'm not going to do it. And here I am.
So, how do we all feel about this? Here's how I feel. It's a prototype for Cool Ranch, and I'm not a big fan of Cool Ranch, and it's less than Cool Ranch.
I can totally agree with that.
I like it. I mean, I'm not over the moon about it, like, taco, but
I was hoping you'd start eating that instead of taco so I could keep with the taco.
I'll finish this off. Nobody cool. Wants it?
Well, hold on a sec. The second chip I got was much better.
Yeah.
Let me shake it up a little bit.
The more I eat.
Yeah, mix up that dust.
It could be more sour, though, I think.
Probably. But you know what? You know, some of the Doritos flavors are just so overpowering. I kind of like the fact that this is a little lighter weight.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, here's Salsa Rio. Now, I'll confess, I cheated. I tried this already when we were at MegaCon, and I fucking love it.
Oh, Salsa Rio?
Yeah.
All right, let me pop this in here. Come on.
Don't put it out, Hef. It's really good.
Okay, I'll try it.
It's not hot in any way.
I know it's red, but it's not hot.
That is delicious.
I know, right? It's fucking flavorful. Out of the two of them, one sticks around, I want this to be it.
Wow, that is a lot of flavor. That's an overwhelming tomato, and I'm not a big tomato fan.
I can taste the
cilantro.
Pico de gallo.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I can taste that. Well, there's
cilantro.
The onion.
I think I'm with Hex on this one. There's just way too much tomato in there.
Oh, I love it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not a tomato person.
So we can't unleash all the Southwest Doritos that Colin bought at this time, because there's three of them. But we got to try out one of them.
All right.
So this time we're doing Tapatio. Tapatio is a flavor heralded by the Proto Men as the greatest Dorito flavor of all time. Pretty much everybody I've met who's actually tried them has said so. So I've never had them, and I'm really, really excited to try it out.
Oh, you've never? You didn't even cheat?
No, I didn't cheat.
Hex, you should taste this at the same time, man.
This is gonna destroy you, Hex.
Oh. I'm getting more water. Oh, God.
It's delicious.
Oh God.
It's way too spicy.
Oh, God.
It's got no flavor. It's just all spice.
That is 100% incorrect.
Hex dying.
It is hot, but it does have a flavor, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's buried underneath all that, like, bite you on your tongue spicy.
So good.
Mm.
See, yeah, I knew that was going to be like that, though. I'm going to say I was probably a little prejudiced before I even tasted it, though, because every time...
Well, it's hot sauce flavor, you know?
Well, but every time somebody, like, they have the spiciest Dorito or the spiciest of something, and it's the best flavor ever, you know, just because it's the spiciest.
But seriously...
We can wait for Nick. Let's wait for Nick.
Screw you, Colin. I hate you, Colin. Have Hex try it.
Next time, salsa verde and toasted corn. Let's cleanse our palates. We've got one more flavor. We'd be fools if we didn't try a flavor from Japan this episode.
Oh,
God, that hurts me every time.
This time, things are a bit less peculiar. This time we have smoky meat barbecue Doritos.
I am interested.
Okay. Curious.
I feel that I can. I'm now being rewarded for the hell I just went through.
Smoky.
It's in a pouch.
Smoky meat. It's got a picture of a skewer of pork, corn, green peppers, and onions on the front of it. But it's just called smoky meat.
Smoky meat.
It was debuted in summer 2011. Crunch into this together.
Smoky meat. Oh, I can smell the smoke. Whoa.
That's good.
That's amazing.
What's it taste like?
Smoky meat.
Yeah, it does taste like smoky meat. It has a kind of taste of that of like a sweet Japanese snack food, but not with any fishy element to it.
Mm.
Yeah, it has that same kind of aftertaste or like that behind the scenes taste as the other ones, though. That kind of flat.
There's some barbecue sauce in there too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good though.
It is good. I can eat a bag of these, but I'm not going to because I've got.
I can and I will.
I've got taco here.
Yeah.
I'll take that over taco, hell.
Yeah, we're also crunching on taco, and we've got a bag of buffalo, Blazing Buffalo and Ranch. We don't know if how much we're gonna dig into that, but that's a decent flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we had tons of Doritos. Like, actually, a lot of the Doritos I have up here are because of the the thing that happened at the comic shop for my tribute event. Yeah, there were tons of Doritos there.
There were many Doritos represented there. Many, many Doritos. Maybe the biggest news in Doritos right now is that on March 8th, Taco Bell is unveiling the Dorito Loco Taco.
Whoa.
This is something that's been in development for a while. They've actually been testing it out for the last, like, maybe year, couple years. A taco shell that's all Dorito, nacho cheese Dorito. They're rolling out on March 8th, 85 million shells. They've got a reserve of these things.
Damn. Like,
they've opened up special factories just for doing this. They think it's going to be huge. There's also rumor that they might actually unveil a Cool Ranch one eventually.
Whoa!
If you haven't done it yet, check it out. Rest assured, next recording we'll have some of those in tow. All right. Are you guys ready for adventure?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello, traveler. I'm Galdep. Wizard man. Man. More man than your mother can handle.
Have you met my mother?
I tore her uterus. With my girth. When last we saw travelers, they had finally reached the Wizard's Tower, for which they quested through the wasteland of vile and vicious orcs. And at that Wizard's Tower, they hoped to find answers to how to free their friend Jennifer, who'd been trapped within a gem. But alas, all they found was peril, much like when your mother met me the other night. Don't go thinking that she's a loose woman. I admit I used my magics upon her. The sanctity of your marriage is intact, for her adultery was not consensual.
Oh, God!
But that's another story. One for bedtime. At the tower, a fight broke out between the man from VMAX Dreams, the man in blue, and he stole away the Pirate Queen Lefty when she and the drunken Gleeman Barty were fighting off the hordes. Now, they travel through space and time, led by the wizard, to help find answers about where their missing friend has gone and what will become of Jennifer.
All right, VMAC, you wake up.
Mm.
You basically, you're kind of mingled in your cot a bit, or your hammock.
Your banana hammock?
No. You're sleeping, shut up.
Banana hammock.
The only sound you hear is really loud, obnoxious, slurred snoring.
VMAC looks up and looks around.
You see Barty basically laying sprawled out on his hammock, his arms hanging down, his feet hanging down. There's a rank smell coming from it, and he's just snoring away.
Isamala.
Princess Parker.
What the hell?
Delicious.
The other hammocks are empty.
Encore.
Well, VMAC figures he's going to go look around and see if he can... He knows that Jamala's probably going to need some alone time. And VMAC has learned better than to interrupt that. And so VMAC's going to go see if he can find chair.
Okay, so you leave the chamber. It's a fairly large chamber. It's dimly lit, obviously, for you guys to be able to sleep. And you're on the catwalk that surrounded that main chamber that you guys had that fight with, and where the astrolabe and all the magical apparatuses seem to be working in overtime. And you don't see anybody there.
Keep walking.
It basically winds around. There's a couple of different doors, and you're heading in the same direction as that one chamber you guys were in during that fight where VMAC and Cher and...
Yeah, I'm going to go check in there again.
That room is just dark, but you definitely feel like somebody's in the room. You can't really see or hear anything, but you got kind of like, you know, when you walk into a room and you know that someone's there, you know someone's in there.
Hello?
You hear kind of a raggled cough coming from the corner.
Chair?
No.
Oh!
Who's... Is VMAC?
Da, yes, you are a wizard man.
VMAC runs over to help him up.
you help him up, and you can tell that something, like, he just got the shit kicked out of him. His hair's all a mess, his clothing is charred and disheveled, and he's got a cut over his eye, and it's bleeding down the side of his face.
You look like you have seen the better of days. What happened here?
It's over now. It's over now. Where are the others?
What do you mean it's over now?
It's fine. I've taken care of it. You guys are safe. You're safe. Where's Barty? Where's Jamala?
Barty is sleeping. I know not Jamala. Where is Chair?
We'll talk about that. Let's just find Jamala.
No.
Wake up.
Where is Chair?
Chair's safe. He's fine. Let's go find your friends. I want to make sure the rest of you guys are safe first.
Duh. So VMAC walks back to the dormitory to where Barty was sleeping. Is he still there sleeping?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the wizard kind of follows behind you. He uses things to, you know, like the railing and things like that to keep him up. But he, you know, when you look backwards at him, he just motions for you to keep going.
VMAC turns to the wizard. You stay here, take care of Barty.
Okay, all right.
VMAC, in one fell swoop, flips the hammock over, making Barty fall down, and walks right out the room again.
Son of a bitch! God damn, my head! Never again.
VMAC is chuckling to himself.
It's the little things.
Son of a bitch, never again. Fuck you, VMAC.
And VMAC is now looking around for Jamala.
Okay. Basically, you're just kind of randomly checking these doors as you pass by them until you get into another chamber. You open the door to another chamber, and it's large, it's dark, but there's like spots on the walls, like little glowing lights. Jamala came into this room because it was probably the most like a gem-filled cavern that she could find within this place. So, and she's in the middle of this with just little bits of the light just kind of shining off. She looks different.
Hello, VMAC.
Hello, Jamala. How are you?
I'm busy.
The wizard wishes to speak to us.
Oh, very well. You'll find that, dear listeners, that I'm wearing a different outfit now. I need to confer with the Game Master a bit to figure out exactly what I've been working with. However, I will explain my state of mind for the purpose of narration.
Hold on, I just want to ask, is this an internal monologue, or are you saying this to VMAC?
I am breaking the fourth wall.
Okay, cool. I just want to, VMAC's like, okay.
I think VMAC is still like, okay. VMAC hears this.
Overruled! After my emotional outbreak, I managed to pick the pieces of myself up, and I knew that a change had to be made. After all, I was mistress of the steam tunnels of Farnix. I am not so easily defeated. I will not lose my one true love, Jennifer, and lose my best friend, Lefty, and let this stand. No, I will take them back. So, being that this is a wizard's tower, or whatever it is now, I went out wandering, searching for any magical artifacts which I could use.
Did you shed your skin?
It's not time for that yet. Not nearly my hatching day. Anyway, I wouldn't let any of you fools know if I was molting or not. That's private lady things. Not fit to be seen.
Please keep it private lady things.
Especially when your private lady things molt.
Okay, anyway, I was searching for any sort of magic fabric, armor, trinkets, anything I could do to create an arsenal, a new Jamala.
Using her skills gleaned from the Isle of Mages and, you know, shopping abilities and stuff she learned from Lefty, she was actually able to find some garments that she modified to make more feminine. You know, she found really a darker set of clothing that was studded with different, like, stones all across the seams. A nice belt with a big, again, a gem-studded buckle on it, and some new, like, long, almost thigh-high boots.
And though these things do not match, I will make them quite fashionable.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she modified the crap out of these things. She basically went to town on them. Definitely created this whole Jamala, like a new Jamala identity to fit with this person that she feels like she's becoming.
And that is what happened. And now I'm wearing this brand new outfit, which is stylish and also looks very tough and furious. And my demeanor, V-Mac, is one that is very serious.
Are you feeling any better, Jamala?
I'll feel plenty better when we've gotten Lefty back.
Agreed. Well, Wizard has something to say to all of us. Maybe in a relation to topic of Lefty.
Very well. Well, I pack up my odds and ends, hoist them in a bag over my shoulder, and we leave.
Excellent.
I clap, and the lights go out.
Impressive. V-Mac leads Jamala back to the dormitory.
Mm-hmm.
And once there, V-Mac looks at the wizard. Okay, I found Jamala. Point direction to chair and I'll go get him.
We're all going to go. We'll go together. Let's just go. I'll need your help to make my way over there.
Just pick him up.
Okay. This is a little humiliating.
If you're giving piggyback rides, I need one.
I am so going to stomp you. You better just walk.
Don't touch me, Gleeman.
Oh, Jamala, what happened? Nice duds. Okay, never mind.
He takes you around to the catwalk into another chamber that goes through a hallway, up a flight of stairs, into a series of doors. He opens one of those doors slightly and stops, and he's standing there. I want to let you guys go inside, but you have to remain calm. You have to trust me. Just remember that I'm on your side and this...
V-Mac, what is this all about?
V-Mac does not know. V-Mac is not sure he can make promise to stay calm.
We were attacked last night while you guys were asleep.
I didn't hear anything.
Neither did I.
Because I didn't want you guys involved in that fight.
Why not?
We could have helped.
You could have gotten...
You would have not been defeated as much.
You all would have been...
Yeah, I could have stuck him.
Shut up.
No, you would have been killed.
V-Mac, quickly.
Wait. Galadriel? Is that what you were going to say?
Yes. She came in the night and revealed what was her true intentions. Chair and I defeated her.
You had Chair on your side.
Yeah. But I had to free Chair.
How can you free him more? He doesn't wear even clothes.
Chair isn't who you thought he was.
Yeah, right.
He opens the door totally and walks into the room, and basically you see this room is destroyed. Objects all over the room are just burnt to a crisp. I mean, the room, whatever was in here, is unrecognizable. Everything is destroyed except for this giant ring in the center of the room, and in that is just the chair by itself.
Is this a joke?
Come out, Chair, he's a good one. Come tell us what this chair is saying. Hey, you can talk to it for us.
Like Barty goes over and goes to sit in the chair.
Don't you dare.
What's your problem?
That's Chair.
Duh.
You turned it back into a chair?
Chair wasn't a dwarf.
It was a chair that turned into a dwarf!
No, he wasn't.
What, did he form of the will of Sentinel, that thing? You know, he does that, you know, that trick.
No, that's not even a trick. That's not even him exerting any power. That's him actually not using any power. It's him just stopping being him. Chair wasn't a dwarf. He wasn't even a being. He was a thought. You know about gods and demons, and you know that Galadriel's a god, and the Man in Black is a god, and these people are playing with you. But they're not gods. They're just wizards, like me, that have become so powerful... They're immortal, that they live forever, and they with a twist of their finger, they can make reality whatever they feel like they want it to be. There are things that came before them. There are emotions and feelings and essences that became nearly sentient. If you took all the emotion of, for instance, love and put it in one place at one time, it would become very powerful. Chair was innocence in its raw, pure form. Part of that was somehow put into that chair and became that dwarf.
V-Mac lunges at the wizard. It's like, bring him back.
I can't, and I'm
not. V-Mac has his hand around your throat, pinned.
not going to.
7 feet into the air, leaned against the wall.
Kill me and you'll not know why.
He lets go. V-Mag drops him and slams his fist into the wall.
If Cher comes back, Galadriel will take that essence. She'll kill the being, the essence that is Cher, take that power and use it as energy. That's what she came for. That's what she's been playing you guys for.
Hold on. I'm a little hungover here. Cher was telling me his story. He told me that a wizard turned him into a dwarf.
Even that being the case, the essence of innocence, this energy, this collective force was put into this Cher. And a strange, you know, magical force or whatever could have ignited that and animated that into that dwarf.
V-Mac walks over to the Cher and just sits down next to it.
Look, he's safe and he's alive. He's just not the dwarf. He's not the being that you know. He's freed. He's now without those constraints, those physical constraints that he once had. And she can't touch him.
Cher defeated Galadriel.
No. Cher was about to be killed. She was about to rip the essence right out of his body.
Are you saying Cher's a god?
He is something like a natural force. Like a spirit. Like a natural force spirit thing.
Well, V-Mac, you can talk to spirits. Call them up.
You couldn't do that any more than you could summon, you know, hate or love or thing as a sentient being and ask for it to talk to you. Cher didn't know anything about life. He was an infant in a dwarf's body.
No, Barty, V-Mac, you touch a chair and you use
V-Mac
your
puts his hand on
it and it makes the magic come.
Barty puts his hand on
people.
V-Mac puts his hand on Barty's shoulder.
Barty, it took my entire life to be able to talk to Wolf Bear. And we had the greatest bonding in my life. Even if I tried for the rest of my life, I may never, ever contact Cher. Spirits are tricky things. He's not just messenger pigeon.
I don't understand. Why? How did everything get so bad so quickly?
No, it's my fault. When she came, I figured out what was going on, and I called her out on it. When she realized that I knew what she was doing with the manipulation, she basically said it. She was going to take his essence if she had to go through all of you. Cher happened to be there when she said that, and it all just kind of came to a head. Basically, Galadriel's still out there. You have to realize that. That's why Cher's got to stay here. He's got to stay like this. He cannot. We can't even try and bring that essence back, because if she knows it, she can come and she could take it. It would have taken all of you, including Jennifer and Lefty and Cher, to take her down.
We are a broken party.
Wait.
V-Mac just wanders out the door.
I have a question. This is preposterous. This prophecy that everyone's been talking about, the one where they all think that we are going to destroy the world. Cher was a part of that. What does this mean?
Things changed.
You can't change a prophecy.
You can invalidate it. You can change what actually happens. It's a vision of what could come, what could happen. That's why people try to break prophecies all the time. That's why you guys are being hunted.
I know stories. You try and change a prophecy, it ends up making the prophecy come true.
I don't see how that's possible in this case. I mean, in our current situation, Cher is a Cher.
God damn it.
Wizard.
You're a son of a bitch, Christopher. I walk out with V-Mac.
What does this mean for us?
Well, you have a choice, I guess. I mean, do we keep going?
V-Mac stops from walking out the door.
Duh. We do not stop.
Are we going to get Lefty back? Are we going to free Jennifer?
Well, we're going to see where these guys are taking us first.
What guys are taking us? What do you mean?
We're following the man in black.
Good.
Yes, Lefty. We will kill him, and we will take Lefty back. And then we will kill Galadriel. And I will kill her, even if that means making the prophecy come through and destroying the world.
You
she will die.
Aren't prophesized to destroy anything. You're prophesized to end things.
I will end her, and I will end Man in Black.
I'll do what I can to help. A gong goes off. The whole, like, it sounds like it's coming from the walls.
What is that?
That means we're getting close when you get back to the central chamber.
Can V-Mac see Kitty Cat Meow Meow in the room? Chairs Shillelagh.
Probably if he went looking for it, yeah.
V-Mac stops and he starts looking for that.
You see that actually lodged in the wall, like it was impaled in there.
V-Mac tries to pull it out.
Roll strength?
Yeah.
I go over and I'm going to try and help him.
Five.
Okay, go ahead and roll, Colin.
A 9.
Damn.
Well, after some effort, you guys kind of twist and pull, and it comes free.
Thank you, Barty.
I'm walking over by the chair and run my finger around the top part of it, and it's covered in filth. You stupid, 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 and I leave the room.
I walk over to the chair and I pull out a small flask from my back pocket that happened to have some of the magical elixir that we had the other night. And I tip it over onto part of the chair. And I say, I will tell the world of your adventures, my friend. I only wish that you and I could have had more of them. And leave the flask.
And then VMAC walks over and watches to make sure that he's alone in the room.
I'm sorry I was not there to protect you. I tried very hard. You were what we needed. Safe journeys, my husband.
VMAC walks to the main room.
VMAC's a widower.
Anyway, that's why VMAC said that while no one was listening.
In the central chamber, you can see the wizard. He's messing with all these gadgets and gizmos in that central room, and he's just, oh no, oh no, 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 no. Oh, this isn't good. This is so very, very, very not good.
Oh, what now?
We're going to a very bad, very, very bad place.
Bring it. I could use the exercise.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. I'm fingering a dagger.
VMAC starts rolling his shoulders and gearing up, ready to start swinging the moment he steps out.
I look over at VMAC and I'm like, hatchet, it's buried.
Duh.
He looks up at the astrolabe and it stops moving. It just kind of like almost immediately, like without any slowing down, it just kind of stops. And he goes, okay, we're here. I'm staying here.
What is here?
I'm staying inside the chamber.
No, I know where you are staying. Where is we?
Hell?
Hell?
Well, might as well.
Cleveland? Are we in Cleveland?
Yeah.
What, in Cleveland?
Cleveland?
Okay, before you guys leave, here, let's get you some food. You, Jamala, have destroyed that clothing, but that looks nice. I got something.
No.
But it's part of a collection. Let me go get the other part. I'm going to give you some potions to help you guys take care or deal with the heat. Just be careful. Take your stuff with you in case I have to leave. I'm going to take the chamber with me if anything goes wrong, but I'll come back for you.
Oh,
wait,
you.
You're taking the chamber?
Yeah, I'm not leaving it here.
You can't take the chamber.
Yes, I can, and I'm coming back.
No, chair's with the chamber.
Yes, chair's staying here.
Hey, Barty, it's better if chair is safe.
Look, this thing can go into any world, any time, any place with just a couple twists of a knob. And I mean, I can get us out of here. I mean, we were stuck on this path having to follow the man in black. Otherwise, I would have left.
I interrupt him. I take out a dagger and I push him up against the wall.
Okay, I'm getting tired of this. And he just...
No, there's no getting tired of. If you fuck us, I will hunt you down.
Okay, he moves his hand up slightly, forcing your hand down, but he never touches you, and he just looks you dead in the eye, and he's like, look, I fought my ass off for you guys. I'm not leaving you to die.
Yes, buddy, don't be disrespectful. You little shit.
Lots of tempers must be calmed. We must work together if we are to survive Cleveland.
And back away from the wizard, and I glare at Jamala.
The wizard smiles real big and actually looks almost cheerful. And he's like, you guys are going to have a real hard time out there. And he goes and runs off to another chamber.
And he comes back shortly after, and he brings out a nice, big, long staff. The staff is pearlescent. This goes with that. It should help you channel that light magic of yours.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it was just a joke. I'm going to take it back. Well,
Christopher.
It's useless without that outfit, so you might as well, since you've helped yourself. The rest of you guys are pretty well covered. You guys have the potions that you need. Just be careful. Once those doors open and you guys escape, I'll bring it back to this spot, but I can't guarantee I'll be back when you guys come back, and I'm not going in there. I can't help you guys. I'm too tore up right now.
Christopher, you've sacrificed much for us.
No.
Why?
Curiosity. It's what I do. I look around. Things look interesting to me, and I want to see what's going on. I know about your prophecy, and I want to see what happens.
Curiosity says this guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, let's go.
Yes, let's.
Where's the other door?
Yeah, it's a big giant arch doorway that was closed after the fight between you guys and the man in black.
As I follow VMAC and Jamala, I look back at him. Curiosity killed the cat, you know. I walk out.
You guys walk into wherever you are. It's so brightly lit that you have to shield your eyes. And once you open your eyes and you become accustomed to it, you see that you're in line.
What? Who are we in line with?
Or what? This isn't Dorito Land.
VMAC taps the shoulder of the person in front of him.
He turns around and looks at you. He's got horns that actually kind of curl down towards his cheeks. What?
Why is everyone in line?
You want to get in, don't you?
Yes.
Okay, well then you gotta wait in line.
Oh, God.
I don't understand. What's going on?
So, one time, Jennifer and I were talking. It was that time I was running around with him on my shoulders. He told me how much he hated Cleveland, and one of the reasons was the strangling bureaucracy.
What is a bureaucracy?
It's too much people doing things to get things done.
That sounds very productive.
No, it's so many people that nothing gets done.
Well, let's just cut ahead. We can just go. I mean, maybe we don't even need to be in this line.
Yeah, and I just walk to the front of the line.
You guys start. You basically walk forward, and you're walking for several hours, and the line comes out of a tunnel, and you're on a gangway, almost like a long highway, and you can see that for miles this line just kind of wraps around and around, and it just keeps going. You don't even see an end to it.
And these are all demons in line? Demons. Or tieflings, perhaps?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're all tieflings. They're all like, you know, they've got different features. They might not have horns. They might have just a tail, or they might have wings and no arms, and they're all just, you know, multifaceted.
We can't do this. There are people who have waited longer than us.
It doesn't matter. We're important.
No,
but we don't even know where this line goes. We don't even know why we're here, what we're supposed to be doing here.
Yeah, you want to wait in line just because you want to wait in line?
No, I just feel I feel unfair. This person in next to us. I will blow you off.
Bury the hatchet. Bury the hatchet.
We need to have questions answered. And we've been walking for miles. We have some business here. We just don't know what it is yet.
It's true.
Hey. Stop shoving.
So let's keep going.
About an hour later, you notice everybody starts to look in one direction, and they kind of like look down and kind of, you know, suddenly like make themselves smaller, like they're trying not to be noticed, and they're trying to blend in, and you could just kind of see them like looking up and glancing over in the same direction.
VMAC kind of looks in the direction.
You look in that direction and look up, and you see four very large winged shapes come in, and within like no time at all, they just kind of land right in front of you guys, and they're gigantic, you know, 15 foot tall winged demons, horribly muscled, glaring down at you.
Oh. I pull up my rapier.
Barty, hey, hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, Jamal, you charmed them with your new dress.
Hello, large gentleman. What seems to be the problem?
You're cutting in line.
See? I told you we should have waited. I told you.
Sir, despite the panicked blubberings of my large companion here, we're not actually cutting in line. We were just actually seeing where the line goes. We don't even know if we want to be in it or not.
Yeah, I've got the express pass, and I tap my...
Barty, goddammit!
As long as for processing for new arrivals, you think you can cut in line, it's illegal. Now you're going to be questioned.
Oh.
Hold out your arms.
VMAC holds out his arms.
Why?
Each of the three of the guys grab your forearms with one hand, and then they just take off.
Put me down! VMAC is not meant for flying! No, down, down, down!
With VMAC, down, down, down!
Oh, surely you can just pick me up and cradle me.
Quiet.
Oh, my charm's not...
No good. Speaking!
I have my rapier out. Why didn't they... What, you know, I could have stuck him.
All right, try it. Stick him.
Could have stuck him.
I'm gonna stick him with my rapier. This isn't gonna work. This is gonna go horribly wrong. A one!
You pull out your rapier, because you've only got one free hand, and draw it out and kind of blindly slash out and fumble, and your rapier just falls.
What? Incorrect!
I didn't roll the one.
Oh, that was a real Brody, I tell you. great, things are just looking just keen for the gleaming. Great.
Are these creatures hunky or grotesque?
They're grotesquely hunky. They're like, you know, like you open up those muscle magazines, you get these horribly deformed. Yes, that's them. With wings.
And how are they lifting me in the air?
They got you by your forearm and kind of dragging you through the air. It hurts a little bit, yeah.
Yes. Well, so you're questioning us, eh?
No.
I thought you said you were taking us to questioning.
We don't do the questioning. That's another department.
Surely you're more than talented enough to question us.
Are you kidding me? I wouldn't know where to begin.
Use your pearl necklace, Jamala. Don't roll no fun. You'll drop it. Papa Gleeman gave me that goddamn rapier.
What I would like to do is to attempt to seduce this hulking monstrosity. And
midair.
If anything, just to be held in a more comfortable position, perhaps against its broad chest. Because I am deserving of such things.
All right, roll it.
What am I rolling?
Charisma.
Okay, so I'm rolling a d10 plus one. Let's see what happens. And that is a 6-7.
Well, it's a pretty stupid creature. It actually looks down at you and it's like... All right, that does look uncomfortable. He kind of makes you up and cradles you as he flushes.
Thank you. You're so nice.
Please stop talking.
Wait, I look up at him. I look up at him and I think to myself, well, maybe he's a little bent. So, I'm going to try and persuade him to go down and get my goddamn rapier.
Okay, go ahead, try it.
And he takes it the wrong way.
All right, I'm rolling. D10 plus 3. That would be an 8.
An 8? I'll go ahead and pass it on to the appropriate department.
Back at castle all over again.
Hold on, I'm gonna roll to see if I'm still screaming. Yep,
he's still screaming. After a few minutes, they circle up to a nice high tower, and you guys are dropped basically on the roof.
I never want to do that again. That is the worst experience of life.
Have I learned this fine gentleman's name?
No, he won't talk to you anymore. He's embarrassed by the fact that he's carrying you.
You're so nice. Thank you so much.
He gently, when the others get dropped, you're gently placed down, and he kind of does this like awkward bow before he flies off. As they're flying off, one of the other ones flies closer to him, looks at him disgustedly, and punches him in the shoulder.
It's okay. He was trying to fondle me.
What is the structure we're on? What is it made out of?
Stone. It's just a big
okay.
Stone.
VMech is kissing it very, very happily to be on solid ground once again.
Can I pull up my crystal? No, I'm just kidding.
Just out of curiosity, what does the landscape look like? I assume we saw an awful lot of it just then.
It's like blasted reddish brown stone. You see like towers and like just jutting out of nowhere. There doesn't seem to be any rhyme or reason for the structures around you. They're just kind of jutting out of mountains and wastelands, and you're in the middle of this. You're on this tower sitting in an island where apparently the water is red here.
Okay. Before us on top of this tower, is there stairs or something?
No, you're just sitting on the top of a flat-topped tower.
Okay.
And there's no windows or doors or anything. You know, when you guys were flying towards it, you didn't see any windows or doors. It just looks like a tower just built to have a tower here.
Let me have a moment.
And VMAC collapses to the ground.
This storm cloud comes and hovers over top of you guys. And out of this cloud comes these tentacles, and on the end of each tentacle,
I pull out my breath.
That does not look good.
Out of each tentacle is an eye, and it starts examining you guys individually, each tentacle for each person.
Oh,
and the other tentacles start coming out, and they start taking your belongings off.
Hey!
They dump out your backpacks and your pouches and stuff, and just kind of dump everything on there.
I shoot multiple little light blasts at it.
I have kitty cat meow meow, and I'm smashing at the tentacles.
All right, start rolling attack. As far as a weapon goes for you, Cap, your thing is just, it's a staff, but it will add a +2 to all of your spellcasting. The outfit you're wearing actually will add a +3 to your effect.
Whoa.
11.
11? Okay, you hit one of the tentacles. Roll the effect.
And I roll a 7 +3 +2, so...
12.
You knock one of the tentacles out of the way, and when you hit it, it just cracks the tentacle, and it just kind of slithers back up into the cloud. You hit it with a blast of light, and it does the same thing. It slithers back, but you guys also have to roll defense.
I'm not doing anything. I'm just opening up my stuff. I know what this is.
Oh,
you have some experience being frisked.
One of the other tentacles comes up, wraps around the kitty cat meow meow, and just yanks it out.
No!
Don't worry, we'll get it back. I know what this is, and I think I'm right.
Rolling for defense?
Yes. Reaction.
Okay.
And if you got like a dodge or defense skill or anything like that.
With the loss of Kitty Cat Meow Meow, Emek has lost his fight.
Drops to his knees.
Yeah.
I go over to VMAC and just pat him on the shoulder. It's all right. It's all right, big man. It'll be okay.
I know the four.
Just give them what they want.
Another tentacle wraps around your feet and yanks you up in the air, and then another tentacle wraps around your hand. So you're just kind of being held there. More tentacles come out and start groping through things, and then picks up.
Watch it.
Amongst all the things that are being dumped out of your belongings, the gem hits the ground too, or it falls to the ground. Right before it hits the ground, another tentacle wraps around it, pulls it up, stops for a second.
Jennifer!
And then goes right back up into the cloud real quick.
We'll get it, Jennifer. It's all right. We'll get it back.
I'm going to try to project the light out of my body.
Okay.
To fry all the tentacles wrapped around my appendages.
I'll just waste the time.
Is there a tentacle near me?
No, it's done grabbing all the stuff out of your containers.
People are just making it take longer. I've seen this process before.
Well, that's
resistance
also going to be
futile.
Your you're harried as well because of the bindings and stuff. So it's a -3, -7, and yeah, it just kind of blast the light, but all it does is cause the tentacle to drop you down on the ground.
VMAC tries to lunge to catch her. Should I roll for that?
Yeah, it's dexterity.
Aha! 9.
Okay, you catch her.
Thank you, VMAC.
You're welcome.
I gingerly put her down to the ground.
You better be right about this, buddy.
I'm right. Don't worry.
The cloud flashes like there's lightning inside of it. It just keeps flashing, and then it actually speaks.
Violation.
Violation.
Violation. Smuggling. Are you guys trying to smuggle demons back into Cleveland?
What?
I.
You will be arrested.
What did that do?
But arrested? We were not trying to smuggle anything.
Yeah, we just said, hey, what are you talking about? This isn't the way it's supposed to work. We didn't resist. Well, I didn't resist. Arrest them. Don't arrest me.
Hey!
You have the right to a trial?
Or a trial by combat.
Oh. It's a tough one. I think combat may be our better. Well,
to whom are we speaking?
Well, to me, I'm the cloud.
Yes.
Of course.
What do we combat?
Explain these two options.
Yeah, yeah.
You will have to take place in
the beating.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Games.
Abating games.
Oh, it's a game. We can do game.
Yes.
We got me strong, we got you smart, and we got Barty quick. Like, we can...
Do you honestly think that a combative game in a hell world is going to be as easy as you think?
Other option is trial, and we already saw how many rules they have.
Yeah. Trials don't work out so well for me.
In an effort at full disclosure, trial by combat usually results in
death.
What is the regular trial usually result in?
Well, first you will have to present yourself to the Court of Magistrates. The next opening will be in 4 years. Trial by a jury of your peers, if any can be gathered, will be determined, which
usually will then take up to 10 to 12 more years.
What is wait time for trial by combat?
Tomorrow.
Mr. Cloud, the gem that you have inside of you now had a tiefling imprisoned in it. We are coming here to try to free him. We do not know how it works. We do not know how it happened. We just know that he's in there.
I'm sorry, that's not my department.
Son of a jerk. Our lights.
Nimbus. What is the department? Our party's a little low here. If we're gonna do trial by combat, we're gonna, you know, need some help here.
Yeah. We could use if you can ungem Jennifer, that would be very useful for us for this combat thing.
Yeah, where do we go to, Nimbus?
That will be handled by immigration.
Take us to immigration.
No, you will be going to prison.
Oh.
Take us to immigration.
Not my department.
You will be
persuasion.
Going to prison.
Okay, go ahead.
Persuasion.
It's a cloud. It doesn't have a brain.
Persuade the cloud.
I beg to differ. I have a brain.
That was internal monologue. I know how you feel now, Jamala.
Wait,
I rolled a 9 on a D10, so that would be an 11.
I will talk to the appropriate department. And we'll see if we can have your request expedited.
Yes, Mr. Cloud, if we are being tried for smuggling a person, then should not that person also be tried?
That is up to the Department of Immigration to determine.
Like, as I said before, I will try to expedite your request.
Thank you very much.
Okay, guys, we got Mr. Cloud, Mr. Nimbus, we need to huddle up to make decisions.
You have 35 seconds to gather your belongings before the floor will open up and you will be sent to prison.
I grab on my stuff!
Oh, where's stuff? Is stuff falling?
Yeah, it's all over the ground.
Oh, stop! Not gonna get meow meow!
I'm frantically throwing things into the backpack.
Is the gem amongst the stuff?
No, the gem was taken by all of the other stuff was dropped back to the ground.
I pick up my belongings quickly. Yes! We choose a combative trial.
Combat.
The spading contest. How do the rules work?
The floor opens up and you guys start falling.
No! Poor V-Mac.
You guys are falling down the tunnel, but then it slopes basically out horizontally. So as you're falling, you kind of slip into a slide. And then until you're dumped unceremoniously into a very clean jail small room.
It's too much for Kavaki nerves. Goliath not meant to be an heir. V-Mac curls up in a corner and just goes asleep.
Well, the shoe's on the other foot for a change. Are there bars in this jail?
No, it's just kind of a shimmering wall of nothing.
V-Mac does not touch it.
I'm gonna poke it with my stick.
Yeah, I'm gonna go hang out with Jamala, who's gonna be poking it with her stick.
Crystal on ready.
When you touch it, this kind of higher pitched melody just starts playing and it starts repeating over and over again. And it's like such a simple tune, it just immediately gets stuck in your head in a very annoying way.
Why did you touch that thing?
I'm gonna take the staff off. Does it stop?
It very slowly starts to go away. This song's still stuck in your head, though.
I can't sleep. I have songs stuck in head. Jamal, I hate you.
I haven't slept, so I'm gonna sit against the wall. At the ready.
Don't touch wall.
The other wall. Is there any wall that's not shut?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. I go to the back wall and sit down with my staff in my hands, sitting on my knees, waiting.
I kind of just lay down.
You've been here before.
Yeah, just wrap the cloak around my head. Try to hum to myself to try and get some sort of something out of my head. God damn it, Jamala.
You guys actually must have drifted off to sleep because you wake up to a clacking hitting a stone, like wood hitting stone, and it's just very rhythmic. And it gets louder and louder until you see this old, grizzled, demonic-looking being. I mean, his wings are kind of shriveled and hanging by its side, and the horns are going straight up the back of his head all the way to his shoulders. Very hunched over. He's holding in his hand, and he's looking at the gem. Your request has been expedited.
Yeah, persuasion. You like that?
I stand, sir.
V-Mac, it shuffles up to... Yes, waking up. Hello, sir. It's good to meet you.
He very slowly, because he's old and feeble, very slowly lifts that gem up towards the shimmering wall and just kind of pushes his hand through the wall and drops the gem. Your friend will be free shortly.
Jennifer?
That's amazing. Maybe this isn't a total blast after all.
No.
Yeah, when shortly?
Bazinga!
Get a beer! V-Mac picks him up and swings him around.
Get a beer!
And V-Mac drops him before he gets tackled by Jamal.
I wrap my arms around his sullen frame and kiss him up and down his neck.
I'm kind of just watching this whole thing and really take a step back and just watching.
Jennifer is desperately trying to get back into the crystal sphere.
Oh, Jennifer, it is so good to see you.
Can he reach it?
Yeah, he can reach it.
He picks it up and starts like trying to shove his head into it.
No, the nightmare is over. Don't. Give me that. Throw it away. Wait, no, I keep it. I kiss his horns and his pointy face. Oh, calm now.
Yeah, but you're safe with me.
Oh, Jennifer, it's been too long. How was it in Crystal?
Better.
I was such a kidder.
You must be exhausted or famished or both.
I'm pretty good.
It's been so hard without you, Jennifer.
That's what she said. She did say that. I don't get it. Did humor change while I was away? Like fashion, come and go.
I don't care if they're here, my love. Let us consummate our betrothal.
No, wait.
No. There were two words in that sentence I did not like. Three words.
Intercourse.
Oh, thank goodness. So, yeah, no, a better plan. Jennifer, let us talk about
this. Let's do
it. This, what?
Yes, let's do it.
No, not that. No.
Oh, no, we are talking. We are talking. Yes. This, okay, so Thrall.
Hands into my blouse.
How familiar are you with Cleveland laws and trial by combat?
I am extremely familiar, varying to not at all familiar.
Okay. Do you know anything about this trial by combat thing? At all?
Yeah, we had to be a baiter.
You gotta be a baiting. You know, it's a big deal. Cleveland, it's easy. Don't look into it.
We are looking into it, you son of a bitch. I'm asking you.
Yeah, I'm totally like a champion baiter.
You don't know anything about it, do you?
I have heard of it.
Realizing that I'm not getting anywhere, I start refastening my belt.
Good. Thank you.
That's great to have you back, Jennifer. Here.
Yes.
We could use the extra firepower right now. Oh, so, Jennifer, how much do you know from being in Crystal of what went on in Outside World?
The question is, how much do I care?
Well, you remember Lefty Woman, yes?
Vaguely.
She got kidnapped by an evil person. And,
yeah, that happens.
Yeah, and then you remember Chair. I know you remember Chair.
Yeah, I remember Chair.
Apparently he was God of Innocence.
That's not how I would have called it, but all right.
And he is no longer stuck in Chair.
What the hell does that mean?
It means he is... The Chair is no more.
He's gone, Jennifer.
You promise?
Yeah.
All right. Everything's coming up, Jennifer.
VMAX sits down before he punches Jennifer.
So there's nothing at all that you can shed light on?
All right, you want to know about baiting?
Yes.
Is why we asked.
Yeah. Actually, it's surf baiting. It's the most popular and fearsome sport in all of Cleveland. You catch 12 cute, defenseless animals, and you drag them in the wake of your surfboard.
Oh,
yeah, it's pretty cool.
No.
And you're surfing on the subterranean sulfur sea, which smells awful. And the goal is to lure out the largest sea worm possible, beach it, and battle it. Points are awarded for style and brutality. My own cowardice and self-preserving caution did not serve me well as a baiter, and it was these teenage failures that would shape the rest of my wretched and vile life. Why did I say that part out loud?
That's the most open you've ever been with me. We're making progress.
No. No.
So wait, so you were a baiter?
I was trying to become... the greatest master baiter in all of Cleveland. What? I mean, it's really cool to be a master baiter.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's very cool, yes.
That is top of the cool ladder.
It's what everyone wants to be in Cleveland, you know? And it's like a sports star.
Yeah, I'm a sports star back home.
I'd like to see you practice, Jennifer.
Oh, and I don't want to see him practice.
Well, too bad. I'm not into that scene anymore. It's all politics now.
Oh, we have to do it.
Yeah, we don't have a choice. For sure.
All right, fine, if you're gonna force me into it.
I don't know what surfing is. What is that?
It's like standing, but on a board and on water and moving without walking.
Oh.
That sounds impossible.
And that sounds easy. That sounds fun.
Slightly impossible and a whole lot of fun.
I'm looking forward to having Barty do this for us.
Is it in front of an audience?
Nah.
Yeah. Well, the only person experienced at this point is Jennifer. Yes.
And I'm awful at it.
But you've done it before.
Does it mean I'll get to see you in a skimpy outfit?
We all have to wear 1920s style, full body unitard stripy swimsuits.
That doesn't sound so bad.
I've broken so many barriers. I don't even understand.
Fan art.
And worst of all is that it fits with Barty.
Yeah, what are you talking about? That's normal swimsuit. Well, that's swimsuit attire for me. Yeah, wow, that perfectly dressed for the occasion. And I take my clothes, my robe, and I just kind of throw them all off. And I happen to be wearing a striped 1920s bathing suit.
Also, in one of your pouches, you have one of those skin tight like head things that you gotta put on your head.
Yeah, I pull it out of my backpack and I just slap it right on my head. And I'm ready.
What?
Ready to masturbate.
I know.
You are a very peculiar man.
I'm ready to be the master baiter.
I am full of so confused.
I am bored, and so, despite how much I despise you, I will allow you to masturbate in front of me.
Oh, yeah.
Go do your bidding, I'm bored.
No, you don't. You become a master baiter when you're the best baiter.
Oh, well, then you two should have make sport of it right now. I'll decide who's the best.
Well, we can't now. We need to be, you know, on the surfboard and the worms.
Just spit in your hands.
What?
Surf baby, right. Come on.
Yeah, with the kids, you said?
Kittens, it's not that complicated.
Oh, the kittens!
I put my staff against the wall again, on purpose.
I hate you so much.
Okay, so you guys are standing on an island in the middle of this sulfur lake, and it's huge, but off in the distance you can see the walls of this arena where you hear the crowds cheering and booing.
VMAC leans over to Hardy.
Hear that? Crowds.
Yeah, that's the way I like it. And I snap my little head cap.
Were we given any outfits, aside from, you know, Barty already came with his, but,
Fully action poseable.
Yeah. Oh. There's one board sticking in the middle of the island, straight up. It's one of the, it's a real long 9-foot board made out of wood. Jennifer probably is the only person that recognizes it and its purpose. Scattered throughout the arena, you see hanging from chains several cages throughout just above the water's line. You can't see what's in the cages, but you can see them out there.
VMAC can figure out what they are. They're adorable animals. VMAC cries a little.
They're already as good as dead, VMAC. Just imagine them already dead.
And eaten. They're dead.
What are we supposed to do with those?
That's the bait.
That's the bait.
Yeah, but how do we attack? What, you know?
You tie them to the back end of the board and tie one end to their neck, and then you surf.
Does it have to be the neck?
Yeah.
You want them to kick, don't you?
Yeah. You can go first, Jennifer.
No, that's cool. You're dressed for the occasion and all, so.
Is there an announcer or anything? Or are they just waiting for us?
Just waiting for you.
Oh.
How unceremonious.
And there's only one board. If we swim in this water, are we going to die?
Yes. I mean, you're going to die no matter what you do, really.
All right.
Probably really easy.
Barty, I know you're very excited, but I think that...
Well, I'm not really excited. I just know somebody's got to do it. Jeff here's not going to do it. Based on his internal monologue.
He is a gentleman! I have
here not all right.
The returned champion, Jennifer, the tiefling! Long ago, he surfed in these waters, and now he has returned home, a skilled warrior who is ready to reclaim his surf-baiting title!
Never really had a title.
Would you like to see this feeble and stupidly dressed human surf baiting, or would you like to see your very own Jennifer?
You hear kind of this muttering because you're not really sure how to answer. Because does it cheer for the human or cheer for Jennifer? Or
I really want to cheer, but I didn't fill out the form.
Can, like, see them looking over at each other, kind of talking, like, what are we supposed to do?
Who wants to see the human? Jennifer!
Some more scattered.
Yay!
Your indifference will guarantee that nothing happens on this day.
Party!
Jennifer is doing this. You're doing this, Jennifer.
Two hot dogs.
I believe in you. You left me once before.
And I'll do it again.
And it was hard. But Jennifer, my love, if you don't...
All right, I'm going to do it and hope that I die.
I knew you'd see it my way. And I grab his butt. Pinch it.
All right, now I'm just going to be suicidal about it.
Okay. That's it. Stoke those fires in your little heart.
Like, I mean, actually, if I come back, I'm just going to jump right back in.
Into me.
Oh, God.
Moving on. So, Jennifer grabs a board.
Oh, God.
Grabs it big time.
And he goes out into the water and starts to paddle out. As soon as he, like, gets on this board, he starts paddling out. The water all over the place just starts going frantic. Like, these shapes just move into the water. And in their wake, the lake just starts to get real choppy and real heavy and starts bouncing. I mean, the water is lapping up almost to your feet at times.
I'm just looking out there. I'm glad I didn't do it.
And he starts making his way to the first cage. So when you get out there, Jennifer, you have to stand up on the board to get to the animal, which is a kitten inside of the cage.
All right.
And he stands up perfectly fine, kind of steadies himself, reaches up, disconnects the cage.
Easy.
I'm really glad that Lefty's not here.
So what do you do with the cage? Do you just set it down, or do you go ahead and tie up the cat now, or and fasten it, or?
Let's tie up that there cat.
Okay. So you tie up the chain around its neck and lock it in and fasten it to the ring on the board. And are you going to toss the cat in now or just leave it there? Or?
I want to do the thing where I like zip it around in a circle and then sploosh. A little bit of style.
She wouldn't have been able to handle this.
Kitty.
Definitely glad I didn't do this.
Then you swing the rope around, or the chain around, and toss the cat out to the thing. And as soon as it hits the water, it starts frantically doing its thing and kicking around, and the water just goes nuts. And one of those big shapes just comes up and grabs that cat and rips off the chain. And
oh, mama.
So the board lurches from the wake of this creature and moves it forward. You have to grab the board just to kind of stay on or balance yourself to stay on. And you're moving towards, away from the island, over towards another cat.
Yo, you call yourself a masturbator?
I've seen a masturbator. This guy ain't no masturbator.
I ain't no masturbator.
Let's get us some more bait.
All right. Okay, again, you're with the same situation. You grab the cat. You're actually, like, standing on the board now. It's moving from the wake of these creatures, just kind of moving around after you. So you've got the cage now. What do you do with it?
Continuing to surf, kind of dangling the cage, but without putting it in the water yet, just so that they still know.
Or they still know, it's, yeah, yeah.
The snack is in your butt.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going for another one.
So they're all kind of coming at you. You actually see three or four of these humps, like, coming in and out of the water. And the wake, every time they go back into the water or come up, back up, they keep pushing the board further along.
I am from the island, seeing that he's being attacked and knowing that we must kill something.
Mm-hmm.
I'll ready an avenging light in my hands.
He's actually pretty far out there at this point. So
it's fine.
But he's Well, I gotta roll it for you.
Yeah, I'd like to have a Wrath of Winter actually on standby. Okay.
So you're able to stay on the board, but you can't actually steer or drive it at this point. So you're kind of just going with the flow of it, and you're gotta reach out to the right just to grab the next cage as you kind of surf past it. And another 11.
And so would it be fair to say that most of my motion and momentum is from the thrashing of the creatures?
Yes.
Well then, sir,
mm-hmm.
I use my brilliance. I dangle the gaggle of kittens such that
the two, you know, that you have
changes
now
their angle of approach on me, and that's what steers me.
Ah, so the next wave that comes up, and you drop the cat towards the left-hand side into the water. You kind of dip it in there.
Yeah.
Of course, they all move to the left-hand side. That pushes the board so you can steer it, and you can now reach up and grab the second cat.
Boom.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm so smart.
The Max is just watches like, is he? He's doing it.
He's actually a masturbator.
Yeah.
That's my bad.
Actually, you see him now. He's got a full-on surfer pose now. He's like, he's riding this thing, and he's just cutting through the wake, and he's moving this thing up to the next cat, and he grabs it. he just kind of reaches out one arm, almost like he wasn't even trying, and just dink right off the chain. So you've got three cats now. Are you going to keep going for four?
Am I heading back to land?
You can if you want to.
I think I'd like to do that and hopefully try to get one of these bastard things to follow me.
Okay. Are you going for another cat or just heading straight to land?
How many do I have now?
You have three.
Ah, four is a nice number.
Okay. All right, you're heading towards number four. He kind of stumbles a little bit, but he maintains his
composure.
Yeah, his composure. He's a little surprised at his own look at this point. And he comes straight towards another cat.
Wink.
Right off the thing, and he's got four cats.
Four cages! Four cages!
That crazy sucker! Oh, man. I'm so glad I filled out my Vuvuzela permit!
All right, now coming back around.
All right, so are you still using these cats to kind of drive the thing? Like dipping him into different sides. So you see him over there just kind of like taking the cats. They're still tied to like chains. And he's dipping the cages into the water and then dropping them to the other side. Now at this point you actually see that the animals are getting more frantic and they're actually kind of fighting each other off. Trying to compete for this one piece of prey. Before they were all just kind of following it, trying to figure out what they were going to do. And now one's trying to dominate the others to try and take control of the situation, which is causing the water to get more frantic and frothy and crazy. Jennifer is cooking towards the other side. Are you going to, like, full-on dip the cats into the water?
Full-on dip.
Full-on dip. So he does this thing.
Hanging on for dear life.
He throws the cats into the water behind the board. One creature actually comes out of the water. It's just, it's a giant worm. It doesn't have a mouth. It's just got an opening of teeth.
Ugh.
It comes out of the water towards him, but it's self-defeating. Its own wake pushes the board forward even faster. And when it comes down to grab the cats, it misses and
shoots the board
and shoots him just straight forward.
What'd you know?
What's
the crowd doing right now?
17. Oh, they're actually cheering now. 17. So this was actually, this was when I expected him to fall off. Because the water just violently erupts and from this creature just diving at these cats.
Instead, he gets a critical success.
Yeah. This wave that comes out of the water actually, like, curls up over Jennifer's head. And he just kind of dips down to the side a little bit. And he just lowers himself and he just goes right into the tube.
That way.
Right in, he's right into the tube.
Oh my god.
He comes out the other side and just the board just slides right up to the beach.
You're so modest.
And that worm just erupts out of the water and comes crashing down towards the island.
Grab the wizard!
Throwing dagger!
I've got my staff up, and I assume the staff allows me to focus my light out of the base of the...
Yeah.
All right, I have this amazing pearlescent staff, and I have it pointed at the beast, and I am launching the biggest avenging light I can muster.
All right, go ahead, VMAC first.
VMAC is trying to do it as he erupts, so I can hopefully block him or something. I don't know.
You know, trying to do something smart.
Now I roll a one.
Ah, casting of 18.
Nice. Dead on target.
Effects.
Holy crap.
Oh, two criticals, 27. That would be a... Oh, hold on. That is a 30. That's a 30.
Holy shit. All right. So, VMAC casts Wrath of Winter. This whirlwind just flows around this worm. It pulls the water up with it. The water freezes around the worm. And it's actually trying to kind of starts to change color as it falls, crashing through the icy waves as Jamala... Oh, it's about to fall on you, Jennifer.
A crash.
A 10 and a 2.
So a 12, yeah.
12. My staff adds plus 2 to spells.
Okay, and your skill level.
Yes. So 12 plus 5, 17 plus 2, 19. And shall I roll effect?
Yes.
14 plus 3, 17 plus... 3 is 20.
Fuck you guys. Okay, Marty, go ahead and roll your attack.
All right. I don't see the purpose of it now.
You were going to do something?
He was going to throw a dagger.
That's stupid.
Yeah, you got the B-Mech and the Jamala backing you up. You ain't needing nothing.
Coming at you from the main streets of Phoenix.
12 attack.
Okay, roll damage.
Ironback Mountains represent!
That would be 12.
Well, okay, so in the first attack, you guys did 30 plus...
20.
Plus 20, 50, plus 12, 62 points of damage, minus this thing's armor, is still a nice whopping... Let's see, 15 minus... Jesus! Basically, as it's coming down, crashing through the ice, Jamala blows a hole right through it. It lands with the hole right on top of Jennifer. So Jennifer's now inside of this thing. It starts to kind of slither forward. And you see its, like, tongue come out. It's got a tongue. And on its tongue is actually a head that gets hit by the dagger. And it just kind of twitches there for a second before it falls out. It all falls down. And what does Jennifer do?
Jennifer Eldritch blasts his way out. When he finally emerges covered in gore and eldritch goo, he pulls up his sunglasses and says, "Don't do drugs. Stay in school."
Oh, this is stupid.
14.
You guys are looking at this thing, and it's still kind of twitching, and then you see the side of it start to bulge out, and then it glows bright red, and it just explodes at the side. The gore just falls all over the place into the water, and out comes Jennifer.
Don't be drunk.
And what is the crowd doing?
Yeah. There's a mixture of very violent cheering and very violent booing.
Throw my combat! No problem!
Why not set you guys?
Are you not entertained?
The worm is actually just kind of a fleshy mass now. It's not even whole. It's like part of its body is just ripped to shreds and it's just kind of falling on the ground.
Damn, go team us!
Some more of those winged demons come carrying kind of a platform of stone. And you see this very large, bulky... He almost looks like a tiefling as well, or tiefling as well. He's got the horns that come almost like a U-shaped over his head, but they're real long, big, bulging, almost insect-like eyes, a long beard, and he's a larger, violent-looking version of Jennifer. I mean, just kind of scary-looking. And he's standing on this platform that they bring down, and he doesn't even really regard you. He walks over to the mass, and he pulls out a measuring tape. He goes to head over to the parts that are still kind of whole, but they're getting dragged into the water by the other worms. And he's like, well,
I guess we'll have to go to the tape.
It's just, oh, okay, tape, I don't understand.
So, I guess you're innocent-ish.
Oh, the innocentest, sir.
That was a hell of an innocent.
We'll get your paperwork filled out, and you guys can then, you'll stay in Cleveland as long as you're willing to.
Jennifer, how long do we want to stay in Cleveland?
I hate this place and everyone in it.
Cool.
Sir, may I ask what your designation is?
I'm referee.
Okay. Perhaps you know something then. We are searching for a man.
And a rapier.
Who's very evil.
Not you.
We followed him here and we don't know where he went.
Oh, he's not here anymore.
Well, that's good.
He didn't want to fill out the paperwork. He was going to be here for 4 or 5 days before he could get his paperwork approved, and then he would be able to stay here, and he chose not to, so he moved on.
Does it make sense for the referee to know that? Should I not have asked?
No, everybody knew that. He made a big stink. It was horrible. He stayed in line, he dragged this girl with him, and when they got to the front of the line, he figured out he was going to have to do all this paperwork, and it was going to take him a few days just to fill that out. He just kept going up and down the chain of command, and just kept on making all these formal requests, and they would all get processed, and when he was here for a while, he probably would have been here a lot less longer if he had actually just done the paperwork, but it was kind of a running joke for the rest of us for a long time.
It's fairly common, really.
Well then, I think we should be taken back to where we were. At the end of line.
That'll be done. You guys will be awarded a trophy.
Trophy?
Yes. You can have your choice of any kitten, and we will prepare it for you.
Oh, boy.
I would scramble. Like that. VMAC points at one quickly. I want that one. I want it raw. I want it as is. That's how I like the kittens.
Oh, you're into the gross stuff right now.
Okay, but it's tradition to partake in front of the audience.
I am a very private man. I like to consume in private. Sorry for ruining custom.
Okay, well, we're going to have some forms for you to fill out.
Oh, no.
And then we'll let you on your way, and you can go ahead and take the kitten and eat it in private.
Okay.
You did it, Jennifer. You did it. I knew you could do it.
You're a masturbator.
Yeah, I guess I kind of am.
You may get a trophy, but you can have your prize anytime you like.
I don't know what that means.
I'm glad I let that ship sail.
I'll show you.
All right, so several hours later, VMAC finishes filling out the forms.
Yeah, fill out that paperwork! Yeah, examine them pages.
Watch for the fine print.
That's how you a triplicate.
Rubber stamp. Rubber stamp.
Yeah, rubber stamp.
Rubber stamp.
Rubber stamp.
Rubber stamp.
Rubber stamp.
You fucked it up.
Go fill out a form.
You're given a kitten.
Oh, I will name you Lunch.
That's really Lunch.
It's the trick that VMAX says, pointing his head awkwardly at the audience. Aren't you delicious, Lunch?
Get to the audience, watch us fill out paperwork for 7-Eleven.
That's a pastime. Cleveland. Oh, look at how he filled that out in triplicate.
Every time he turns a page, they all cheer, clap. you guys are taken back to the end of the line, or the beginning of the line, the front of the line, the back of the line. Yeah. You guys see before you the great big double doors, sitting like almost in the wall, like they belong there.
Let's go. Out of Cleveland.
All right, I take Jennifer's hand and lead him. We're going to see the wizard.
Oh, somebody had to do it, I guess.
Oh god, it's her and three of us in the Evan small animal.
And I have no heart. And VMAC has no brain.
I'm Dorothy.
Wait, I'm the cowardly lion. I don't know about that.
You gotta get your roar back.
So you guys go in there. You see Christopher. He's leaning up against it. You know, his hair is back in place. He looks like he's showered.
I am kidding.
You're not gonna eat it, are
no!
you?
No. He's fine.
I'll take it. I mean,
no,
you're not gonna eat it.
This kitten is not for eating.
What? No word in that sentence made sense.
I am just letting you know, Jennifer, that if this kitten goes missing, I will destroy you.
So what, are you going to put it like in a bag, write your name on it, put it in the fridge?
Kittens don't walk around. Yes, it's allowed, Christopher.
Yeah, you've got to clean the box, though.
I will clean the box. Okay. Right.
You're keeping it?
We're keeping.
Ugh.
We'll play with chair.
Oh, it's a real kitty cat, meow, meow.
It's a real kitty cat, meow, meow.
Okay, so good news, while you guys were playing with the demons and apparently taking one home with you.
Jennifer, this is,
I thought he was referring to kitten. I'm like, no, it's kitten.
The one that was trapped in the gem.
Oh, good, so we were able to get that taken care of.
Is that part of your plan?
Yeah.
Oh, you're good, you.
Yeah, I'm great. So, so I think I've picked up the trail. So we can get going as soon as you guys close the door.
No, quick, close the door before we have to fill out more paperwork.
He starts getting the astrolabe going, and you guys are heading out.
And slowly, astrolabe twisted and gyrated all throughout the space and time, and they felt their bodies moving, but standing in place, like that Jamiroquai video.
Virtual insanity.
There were fuzzy hats and everything. It's my jam. Anyway, slowly wibbly wobbled all across dimensions to who knows where. I'll tell you when. Next time on Dungeons and Doritos, you'll find out where, I bet you. You will. Good day, sir.
We'll be right back.
Dungeons and Doritos is a Ready Show production and is made possible by the support of listeners like you. To support the show, head to the Nerdy Store for D&D merch, or donate directly to us for exclusive items, rare jewels. For more Dungeons and Doritos episodes, character sheets, fan art, and other groovy things on the internet, visit nerdyshow.com. Saga's RPG is the official role-playing system of Dungeons and Doritos. To learn more about Sagas or pick up a copy, visit sagasrpg.com. Dungeons and Doritos is in no way affiliated or endorsed by Doritos, Frito-Lay, or Wizards of the Coast. This podcast is made a work of parody, and any references to outside content are for the purpose of satire. Characters appearing are fictitious, as far as you know, and any resemblance to real persons living or dead is purely coincidental, I assure you.
Oh, God.
I don't understand. What's going on?
I've heard legend told of the horror...
Sorry, guys. I got some... I have some Dorito shrapnel in my throat. This doesn't just lodge. It's really hard to do Jamel's voice under the circumstances.
Let me know when you're ready.
Oh, God.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Hello.
Outtake.
I think you should leave that in. Read your thoughts.
Wait, sorry. I think that's how persuasion should work from now on. You know, it's like Phoenix Wright games. Persuasion! Oh, I've been persuaded! I got my cat's freaking out.
Is it because of your sensual voice?
Anna. Okay, masturbator.
So this can be overlapping. It doesn't matter. Like, everybody just try and keep it going.
All right. Jamala, show us your tits.
Get him!
Get him! Learn to surf, you faggot!
Yay! Boom!
Hope you die, you tampons!
Yeah.
You surf bait like a pussy!
Yo, you call yourself a masturbator?
I've seen a masturbator. This guy ain't no masturbator.
I ain't no masturbator.
Motherfucker, shit!
That ain't baited. That ain't baited. That ain't nothing.
You're not doing that right.
Oh, I really want to cheer, but I didn't fill out the form.
Boo.
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 I'm sorry, I am two episodes. I am four episodes early. I mean, late. Never mind.
You're garbage. You're all garbage. We should just go drown ourselves.
Get off your knees, ref. You're blowing the game.
Yeah, fill out that paperwork.
Look at that pen stroke.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Examine them pages. Watch for the fine print.
Oh, yeah. That's how you triplicate. That's how you triplicate.
I don't even know what's happening anymore.
Rubber stamp! Rubber stamp!
Rubber stamp! Rubber stamp! Rubber stamp! Rubber stamp!
Rubber stamp!
You fucked it up!
Go fill out a form!
Four cages! Four cages!
Okay, I think we're good.
Wait, I got one.
Oh.
That crazy sucker!
Oh man, I'm so glad I filled out my Vuvuzela permit.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.